Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you just a couple of days after Christmas from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located in the lower level of our office building at 101 Pierce Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. And as we often like to say, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce represents community enhancement 101, economic development 101, and supporting Siouxland 101, and thus our address. The giant 101 hangs on the north side of our building in downtown Sioux City next to the Tyson Event Center. As we begin each Saturday, I want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker. This is the last program of the year. JB, we're so grateful to you for all of your help on the other side of the glass at Powell Broadcasting. And JB and I collectively would like to thank Chris Bogenreef, who is the longtime sponsor and underwriter of Grow Siouxland. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United, of course. Folks, we have a very special program for you today as we veer from Christmas into New Year's, and we hope you all had a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah, and we look forward to a safe New Year's Eve, just a few days away. Our guest today is joined with a Siouxland Chamber veteran, but Mr. Michael O'Mara from Woodbury. Is your hometown Mobile, Michael?
Yes.
Michael is from Mobile, and he is a student, a junior high student, an eighth grader from Woodbury Central. Michael is joined by Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Barbara, along with Tasha Pointer, leads our Civics Bee. And Michael, we're going to talk to you about the Civics Bee, which you've been involved in for a couple of years. Let's begin here. Welcome to our program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. I hope you had a very Merry Christmas.
I did. It was great.
I'm so happy to hear that with family and friends and hopefully plenty of presents.
Many presents.
And I trust that you were on the nice list and not the naughty list this year.
Yes.
Very good. Happy to hear it. And at the Siouxland Chamber, we know that you're on the nice list because you have performed exceedingly well over the last 2 years as a competitor in the Chamber of Commerce-sponsored Civics Bee. We're going to talk about that extensively. Before we get there, I do want to also welcome Barbara Sloniker. Barbara has been instrumental in setting up the Civics Bee. And Barbara, there's another Civics Bee around the corner.
That's right. We're looking forward to our third annual coming up on April 7th in Sioux City at RE/MAX.
And we're going to talk about all the dates and the deadlines coming up. But before we get there, Barbara's been a guest on the program many, many times. But Michael, this is your first time. Michael O'Mara is an eighth grader, as I said, from Mobile, Iowa. He goes to Woodbury Central Junior High School. And Michael, tell us a little bit about your family, if you would.
So I have five siblings. I'm the fourth.
Does that mean you're one of six children, or you're one of five?
Oh, wait, I have four siblings. I'm sorry.
You have four siblings, okay.
I'm one of five. So I am...
And you're number four.
I'm number four.
So three older siblings and one younger sibling.
Yes.
I bet Christmas was chaos at your house.
It was very chaotic.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case. I am one of five and... the father of six, so I'm all too familiar with that chaos, Michael. But all right, so you're number four of five children, and how old are you?
I am 14 years old.
And you're in eighth grade?
Yes.
And you'll be in high school a year from now. Where will you go to high school?
I will go to high school in the same school. It's all in the same building.
Okay, very good. Now, Michael, you have been involved with the Civics Bee, and we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I know you're also active in some sports. Tell me what other interests you have besides being engaged in civics competitions.
So right now I'm in archery, and last fall I participated in cross country, and I'm preparing for state for archery. I'm practicing, but yeah.
And you're also active in your church?
Yes, I am. I go every Sunday. Sometimes I serve, you know,
as an altar server?
As an altar server.
When I was a kid, we called it an altar boy, but that's all changed, right?
Yeah.
So I have daughters now who are altar servers, and you also are a volunteer sometimes in the summer at the Woodbury County Fair.
Yes.
At the IC booth, right?
If you see me making milkshakes, say hi.
I will definitely do that, and you can plan on seeing me in August because I am a big fan. Michael, our real focus today is going to be on the National Chamber of Commerce Civics Bee. They've had this program, I think this is their fourth year. It's our third year with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. In the past, it started with just Iowa. Then it included Iowa, Nebraska in the tri-state. Now it's this year, it's going to include Iowa, South Dakota, and Nebraska. I think I got that order backwards. South Dakota added a year ago. Nebraska's an add this year. But Michael, we're so impressed with you as a young student and a young man who did very well in this competition. Let's go back to when you were just a sixth grader. Do you remember how you first heard about the Civics Bee?
So yes, I was in sixth grade. It was just my social studies class, and my teacher brought it up. And her name is Miss Smith. She doesn't go to Woodbury Central anymore. But basically, she talked to me privately about the competition, and she thought I would like it. And I accepted the offer, and I wouldn't have been here without her. So
now, when she said she thought you would like it, was she right?
Yes. I love doing the Civics Bee.
Okay. The Civics Bee is a competition for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Barbara, tell us a little bit about what you know about this competition and what people can expect in terms of writing an essay to get the program started.
So to be eligible, you have to be in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. And today we're talking about the Iowa side, but we also have South Dakota side and Nebraska. And you have to apply from the state that you live in, not where you go to school. Some go across state lines. But you have to write a 500-word essay about civics, a civics problem in your community, and how you could help. And, when you read some of these essays that these students have done, they're amazing. And you think, that's our next generation, and how awesome that they're taking part in civics and realizing how important it is. So right now, you can apply. You can already submit an essay. You could go on our chamber website at SiouxlandChamber.com. There's a button there to push and submit an essay, 500 words about a civics issue, and they all have to be in by February 6th of 2026.
So we have a little time, Barbara, and we want to make sure that people take this Christmas break, this holiday winter break, to work on those essays, because if you perform well in the local competition, Barbara, what happens next?
Well, so just to tell you, at the local level, the first prize is $500. Second prize is $250. Third prize is $125. If you go to the state level, so if you win and move on, the state level is $1,000 for first prize. Second prize is $500, and third prize is $250. And again, it's not all about the money, but it is kind of a nice incentive for a student in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade to win that amount of money.
And so Michael O'Mara, our guest on Grow Siouxland, along with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Executive Vice President Barbara Sloniker, talking about the U.S. Chamber of Commerce-sponsored Civics Bee. So Michael, when you were a sixth grader, you won the local competition with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. You went on to Des Moines. How did you do in Des Moines?
So I got first in Des Moines again after winning in my sixth grade year.
And that was what made us very, very proud. But by winning, you then had the opportunity to do what?
I progressed to nationals in Washington, D.C., and I got to compete with, I believe it was 28 other states.
And that's a big deal. Now, not only did you compete, but how did you do in the rankings at the National Civics Bee in Washington, D.C.?
I got second place.
That's what I'm talking about. And we were all back here watching online, and we were all cheering on Michael O'Mara saying, "Go, Michael, go." You finished in second place, and you brought home a check for how much money?
I brought home $25,000.
So here we are, a sixth grade kid from Mobile goes to D.C. and comes home with a check for 25 grand. And I'm sure that put a giant smile on Mom and Dad's face, didn't it?
Yes.
Have you spent all that money yet?
No, I'm saving for college.
Very good. That's a great answer. Okay, so you won the local Civics Bee as a sixth grader. You come back to compete as a seventh grader. How did things go?
So I got first locally again and made it to state. But at state, I placed third.
All right. So you've got a first place in the local area followed by a first place at state and a second place in the nation as a sixth grader. As a seventh grader, you got first locally, finished third in the state, and now you're coming back as an eighth grader. Do you intend to compete again?
I do.
And what advice might you share with other people in the Siouxland Tri-State area that might be considering participating in this Civics Bee?
You know, even if you aren't into civics, just try it out, because this may have been like the best experience of my life so far. Like, I've made so many connections. I've gotten to travel and to D.C., not even Des Moines. I've been to Des Moines because of this. And
was it stressful? Was the competition in DC stressful for you?
It was. It was very, very scary.
But you made some new friends, including the champion.
Yes, Emily Brubaker. She got first place. She's from Alaska. I made a group chat with her with all the other finalists. And I made many friends along the way.
And you guys stay in touch.
We do.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest this morning focused on the U.S. Chamber of Commerce sponsored National Civics Bee are Michael O'Mara. Michael is an eighth grader from Woodbury Central. He resides in Mauville. And Michael finished second in the nation in the Civics Bee as a sixth grader. He'll be going back to compete as an eighth grader. Joining Michael this morning is Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Barbara leads the organization, planning, and execution of the Civics Bee, along with Tasha Pointer, also of the Siouxland Chamber staff. We'll be back with Barbara and Michael after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. And now celebrating 20 years in commercial property, the largest and highest producing real estate in Siouxland. Speak with Chris Bogenry, President, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, and Madison Craighead. NAI has your answers for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you. Celebrating 20 years. Learn more at NAIUnited.com.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Delighted that you've joined us over this Saturday holiday weekend. We hope that you had a wonderful holiday season. It's not over yet. We're still looking forward to New Year's, and we wish all of you a very safe and happy New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. We hope you had a wonderful Christmas and Hanukkah, if you so celebrate. Our guests in studio today are Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Barbara is joined by an eighth grader from Mauville. He attends Woodbury Central, Mr. Michael O'Mara. Michael has competed twice in the National Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Civics Bee. And Michael, you finished first locally as a sixth grader. You repeated the performance as a seventh grader. Now your last bite at the apple. Are you going to get a three-peat?
Maybe. I'm going to try.
All right. Well, to do that requires a little bit of work. How did you prepare for the Civics Bee?
Well, I had to pick a topic for the essay. So you have to do a little bit of research for that. Maybe search problems locally or on the state level or even federally. But after you choose that, you have to submit your essay, and then you're chosen by 20 people are chosen. And those 20 people get to compete at the local Civics Bee. You'll be notified, and you have to study for that.
And that competition's at the RE/MAX City Center in downtown Sioux City.
Yes, it is.
And you've done that a couple of times. I've seen how they decorate that place. It looks like they're setting up for a presidential debate.
Red, white, and blue everywhere.
Yeah, very patriotic. They do a great job. So you write this essay, you choose your subject, you do some research. The essay helps qualify you as a finalist. Then you go to the competition with 20 other local junior high school students. Tell us how that competition unfolds.
So it's a three-rounded competition, two quiz rounds, and then one pitch or speech round. The two quiz rounds, the first round, is easier, and the second level is harder. Then once you have
now to... Now, there are 10 questions in the first round, right?
Yes, there is.
And you think those ones are a little easier than the second round, huh?
Yeah.
But they're challenging. You have to really study. Do they give you a book to study from?
Yes, they give you a study guide, and they give you links and resources where you can find different civic material.
Okay. And so there might be questions about federal law or how many members in the U.S. House of Representatives... Maybe how many senators, maybe even some information on an important Supreme Court case. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
And did you think the questions were particularly challenging?
Once the second quiz round came around, I feel like they were more challenging. That's why you got to make sure to study everything in civics, from government to Supreme Court cases to legislator, everything.
Barbara, I know that you've been instrumental in doing this. This is the third year for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce to be engaged. In the first year, we had competitors from Iowa. In the second year, we added the state of South Dakota. No, Nebraska.
No, it was South Dakota, but we weren't able to actually run one for South Dakota last year. So we're hoping that we will also have South Dakota again this year. And I know the Nebraska side is also doing one.
Okay.
So the U.S. Chamber is touting that this year they'll have all 50 states, which I think is very impressive.
So this thing's picking up some steam, and the competition's going to get a little bit stiffer for young Michael O'Mara. Barbara, you're also instrumental in recruiting judges, and the judges have to read the essays and score and grade them. And then you also have judges who participate at the live competition at the RE/MAX City Center. Tell us about what you're looking for when you recruit a judge.
Well, we're trying to look at people that are well-rounded, obviously, that are already actively engaged in our community, because that's a lot what civics is about. So business leaders, elected officials, and when they do the grading of the essays, they don't know who wrote them. So it's all blind. So it's not like anyone can have a preference toward any school or any individual. And, you know, what we hear back from the judges is they're pretty impressed with these essays that these students write. And I think, you know, I have to applaud the U.S. Chamber for taking this on and having everyone, you know, a competition in every one of the 50 states. I just think that's a great path forward.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, a Powell Broadcasting radio station. Our guest this morning, Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Barbara, along with Tasha Pointer, oversees and organizes the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce's participation in the U.S. Chamber-sponsored National Civics Bee. Michael O'Mara from Mobile is a two-time competitor, a one-time state champion of this event, and will be returning as an eighth grader to reclaim his crown. That's the objective, right, Michael?
Yep.
And so have you already begun studying?
I have begun researching topics for my essay, but I am prepared to study.
Very good. And for those people who have never done this before, what advice might you give them as they begin to contemplate choosing a subject for an essay?
Just really do your research. There is a plethora of things that you could choose from. Like, it doesn't just need to be, you know, like recycling and homelessness. You can reach further out and really like find problems, not just locally, but it can be on the state level.
So find an issue that you're particularly interested in, that you'll enjoy doing the research on, and then that will come out in the 500-word essay.
Exactly.
And Barbara, it's not uncommon for teachers to promote this in their school. What message would you have for teachers who are contemplating this, usually in the social studies area, would make the most sense? How would you encourage them to get their students and their classes involved?
Well, as a mother of a teacher, my daughter's a teacher, and I think when the teacher leads on this, students really listen. I know teachers have a lot on their plate right now, and they're doing a great job, and if they just add this in and realize the dividends it will pay off in the future, if you can encourage your students to go ahead and take a stab at it. I mean, nothing ventured, nothing gained or whatever, so just try it. And I think as talking with Michael, what a great experience he's had. I want that for all of our students.
Yeah. And Michael, did you have any idea when you first began 2 years ago that this might lead to a $25,000 second prize award on the national level?
Honestly, I wasn't so sure that I was going to make it past local, but I got all the way to nationals.
And did very well at nationals. Do you remember how many competitors there were at nationals your first year?
There were 28.
28 states represented, 28 competitors. You finished second. You remain friends with the champion. And tell us about your experience. How long were you in D.C. when you went out there?
I believe I was there for about a week. And I got to say, I think I fell in love with D.C. I love traveling, and D.C. is just such a fun city to be around, especially since I already like the subject of civics. It's just a city of history and government.
When you were out there, did you get to see a fair representation of the national monuments?
Yes, I got to see the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument. It was very interesting to see things that you usually only see in movies.
Sure. How about the Jefferson Memorial? Did you get a chance to see Thomas Jefferson's memorial?
We got to drive past it, but okay. I got a good look at it.
So You do well in the local Civics B in 2026, get to state, win state again, and you get to go back and visit some of the memorials you didn't catch the first time. Is that our plan?
Yep.
We wish you every success. Now, in the final couple of moments that we have together on this Saturday morning in early January, Barbara, would you please remind us what the dates and deadlines are for those who wish to engage in this competition?
Sure. So for eligible 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, you need to submit a 500-word essay online by February 6th of 2026.
Are there any guidelines on what that essay is supposed to include?
There's a whole list of guidelines, but geared towards civics, and we have those listed on our website, SiouxLandChamber.com. You can find a lot more information there. Then we will hold the local competition on April 7th, 2026 at REMAX. We don't have the time determined yet, but 4 to 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to try to run South Dakota and Iowa on the same day, separate competitions, but back to back. So I think that will be a new interesting twist this year, where the students from both of the states can see what each other's talking about. So pretty excited about that for this year.
And Barbara, if I recall, there's also some electronic equipment that's made available to these kids at these competitions. Is that right?
Right. Everything is done on, I guess you'd call it an iPad, if I'm correct, and they're issued for them to use that night. It's amazing. Right away, you can see how they scored. For an audience participation, it's fun for the audience, I think, too. So I want to remind everybody, hey, this is the day after the Final Four, so we'll know who the national championship is in the men's NCAA. So come out on Tuesday, April 7th, and watch these students. They're our future.
So in the final minute that we have together, Michael, we just want to say thank you for joining us on this Saturday morning. It's great to see you again. We're so excited that you're going to participate again. We wish you every success, and we want to encourage other people to participate. Michael, you hope to make some new friends in this. Is that right?
Yep. I'm excited to have this new experience. I can't wait to try to go at it again.
But you're a competitor at heart, right?
Yes.
So you're going to tell folks, bring your A game, because you're going to bring your A game.
Be prepared.
All right. Very good. You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guests again, Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and her new friend, Michael O'Mara, an eighth grader at Woodbury Central. He hails from Mobile, Iowa. Michael has been a participant for the last 2 years in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce-sponsored National Civics Bee. It's like a spelling bee, folks. But instead of spelling words, you're asked questions about civics. It's a great opportunity for our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in the tri-state area. For more information, you can visit us at SiouxLandChamber.com, and we hope you'll participate. On behalf of our guests, Michael and Barbara, I'm Chris McGowan. Thank you for joining us. Go out, make it a great weekend, and more importantly, have a safe, happy, and healthy New Year's, and we wish you all a personally and professionally prosperous 2026. We'll see you next Saturday.